Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Hopefully had a little bit of internet issues there between contests. No action missed, hopefully. If you're back on and know somebody that was listening before, tell them we're back live and up and running. Going to go ahead and work our way towards the next part of our broadcast. Here's my notes. Going to wrap up this Carquest pregame show with a full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Ashok & Strong Insurance. We'll try to get our budget pest control boys 7A update in. During halftime, Thomas, we'll go ahead with this full coverage final word. Let you kick it off. Make sure you cover it all just like their agency does.
Big boys contest coming up. My policy tonight, I think the Dogs need to head into this one knowing they're going to get Pickett County's best shot this time around, because honestly, Clay County embarrassed Pickett County up in Burchtown. You know they're not going to hold them defensively like they did up there, 5 points at halftime. And I doubt this is going to be a mercy rule game again here tonight. So
we need to forget about the game because they ain't going to.
That's right. Clay County is going to see what the Bobcats are made of here tonight, aren't they, Coach Sam? Coach Watson.
Coach, it's a Pickett County team. You know, last time we met just 10 days ago, seems like a long time ago, but a week and a half ago, they were the number one team in the state. We were ranked number four. Of course, we all know how that one went. Pickett County held to 5 points in the first half, something that I think opened to everybody's eyes, including mine, because I would certainly not have predicted that to have taken place up there. And we come back in tonight, Clay County now ranked number two in the state, Pickett County number three, I think. Just another premier matchup. What's going to be different this time? We know Pickett County's going to hit more buckets. They certainly just were off on their shooting the other night. What do we need to do differently maybe this time?
Well, we just need to get off to a good start. And, the first couple, three possessions we've got, we need to score on it. And really we need to stop them a couple of times. But we know they're going to, more than likely not, they're going to score some points. But we need to make sure that we start the game off offensively a little better than we have sometimes.
Of course, certainly, weathering that storm, if it happens, also a big key. We just saw in the girls' game, Pickett County 17, Clay County 5, right before Burchett hit a three-pointer at the end of the first quarter. So we were in a pretty tough situation there. Yeah. The girls stayed the course, though, and came back. So if that does happen, and Clay County has played a tough schedule this year, go back to Tuesday night, a tough loss at home here to York Institute, those type games help you if you do get in adversity and get down to this one, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. You don't get better playing people this year better than every night. You've got to have that challenge. And, most of the time this year we've met the challenge and conquered it. But, there's always going to be those nights when you play that type of real tough schedule. I think our schedule's rated, maybe about 12th or 14th in the state or something in Class A. And that's, we play some good people this year.
Certainly have. Definitely that's going to help tonight in this big matchup that we're about to see take place here in Joe Sims Gym. That was the full coverage final word brought to you by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now to announce the State Farm Boys starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. The visiting Pickett County Bobcats, tonight they wear their black travel jerseys, yellow numerals on them, trimmed in white. Their head coach, Joseph Aminette, he's in his sixth season as a head coach. All of them at Pickett County, 17-5 record on the season. Pickett County also has played a tough schedule this year, went out and looked for some tough games. They are 6-1 in District 7A play, starting for Pickett County. A sophomore, number 35, Heath Wattenbarger. A senior, number 3, Will Aminette. Senior, number 15, Zach Aminette. Senior, number 23, Caleb Lowhorn. And a senior, number 34, Hunter Wattenbarger. The Clay County Bulldogs, the defending Class A state champions, their head coach Rob Edwards, in his 22nd season overall. All of them coming as a head coach right here in Salina. 491 career wins to 196 losses. A 13-5 record this season. 7-0 in District 7A play. Starting for Clay County tonight as they wear their white home jerseys, black numerals on them. Trimmed in gold, a junior, number 3, Jimmy Burgett. A junior, number 13, Keaton Arms. A senior, number 2, Eli Smith. A senior, number 4, Jeff Spivey. And a senior, the defending Class A Mr. Basketball Award winner, number 11, Grant Strong. The State Farm Bowl starting lineup has been brought to you by local agent Andrew Long. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Teams met 10 days ago. Clay County won 64-23. Clay County's won 13 straight over Pickett in this series, going back to the district semis in 2018. These talented senior classes have met each other on the court, guys, 12 times. Guess what? Clay County 12-0 in those meetings. No player on the floor for Pickett County has beaten Clay County in high school. Pretty strong stat there. The last 27 meetings in the series, Clay County 25-2 in this series. Grant Strong controls the tips. Spivey picks up the loose ball, and here we go. Clay County going to work at the hoop to our left during the first half of play. Pickett County the hoop to our right. As I mentioned, I always like to mention Coach Edwards has met Pickett County on 68 prior occasions, has a 45-23 record against them. Spivey with it, baseline, works it back out of the arms. Now Strong out top. He's defended by the older of the Wattenbarger brothers, Hunter. He usually draws that task. Does a pretty good job with it. Strong, though, I think 32 the last time the team's played.
Yeah, he does a pretty good job with him, Daniel, but you're just not going to stop Grant Strong. I don't care who's guarding him. He's averaging about 35 this year, making his case for back-to-back Mr. Basketball titles.
If he don't get it, it'll be robbery.
That's right.
Clay County just very methodical. You missed no action, not even a shot attempt yet. Jimmy Burchett with it right wing. Here we go. Underhand layup.
Good job, Jimmy.
Off the glass.
A little patience. Got 2 points out of it.
Jimmy Burchett has improved so much as an offensive player this year. Defensively, he's always had the game, and he has honed his craft in that mid-range area, become a strong offensive weapon for Coach Edwards. Clay County up 2-0 early, 6:40 mark, first quarter. Coach Aminette already up pacing the sidelines. Coach Edwards, as usual, content to sit early and watch. 6.5 minute mark. Zach Aminette, first shot, goes in. Aminette had so much trouble getting a bucket in the last meeting. Thomas will tell us later what he was held to.
A warning early on Coach Aminette there. He's wanting a foul call for his son on that jump shot as Keaton Arms contested it. So a warning early for Joseph Aminette.
Clay County going to come back and try to break this tie score. We're in 2-2 early. Strong three-pointer top of the key. Hits the front of the iron, hits the backboard, comes down and rebounded by Will Aminette. Will with it, going to cross the timeline. Jimmy Burchett will pick him up there.
2 minutes gone in this one, Daniel. What a scene we already have played out in front of us. Huge student section for Clay County. This gym is packed.
Oh, yeah, we've already got fans on their feet in here.
They're doing what we've been doing. They're dropping back in that 1-4.
You know, I like our odds of that. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's been a strength for us, isolating and letting Grant Strong take it offensively out top. I don't know that that's the Pickett's advantage to try that with our fine defense, though.
Yeah,
I think a whole lot depends on the officiating, how they handle with his attempted drive to the back.
Great defense right there by Eli Smith. He's tasked with guarding Zach Aminette tonight. Jimmy Burchett takes it straight to the hole again.
Zach Aminette had missed a jump shot from right elbow. He wanted a foul call, but there was just no contact. He needs to quit worrying about trying to flop around and get a foul call and just play ball. It would better suit his game than that. So 2-2, Pickett County back in front after Burchett missed the layup on the other end. And it's Eli Smith. He draws the assignment of Zach Aminette. Smith's going to be all over Aminette all night long. And Eli already has the senior sharpshooter shaken up. You can visibly see, Thomas, and that's always been a bit of a weakness for Aminette. He kind of gets flustered out there, you know.
He does. And, you know, Smith has that physical defensive attitude about him. Gets up in your grill, Daniel, and denies the ball. Denies him from getting the ball. So he's trying to, not sure what this is, maybe a moving screen.
Potentially so. It's called against Clay County, though.
Got Jeff Spivey, I think, number.
Okay, away from the ball. Spivey battling down low tonight, probably with one of the Wattenbarger brothers on the post, perhaps.
Whoa.
Zach Aminette running jumper, no good. Rebound to Jimmy Burchett. 5:05 mark, first quarter. 2-2 early in this one. Strong with it, top of the key, spins in the paint, long shot, off the rim, no good. Keaton Arms goes hard to the floor.
Yeah, it was
almost landed on Zach Evanette. And I'm not sure what they're going to call here.
Well, Arms was up in the air, and he kind of got undermined, Daniel, as he was boxing out right there when he went up to get that rebound.
And it was Zach Evanette who was under him, and Evanette gets the personal foul. Clay Kenny on the inbound, Arms with it right corner, gives to Strong out top. Grant works against Heath Wattenberger, the sophomore. Strong penetrates inside, kicks to Burchett, left corner, back to Grant, has the left wing. Wattenberger there, working hard against Strong. Floater in the lane, good. A nice finish there. You see something different every night out of Grant Strong, and I don't know that we've seen that particular style of shot from him. But it works as well. 4-2. Clay County up early. Will Amonette drives the right side of the lane. He's picked up Eli Smith. No access there, says Smith. Now the youngest Amonette tries. Nice pass across the paint to Wattenberger. The younger of the Wattenberger brothers, Heath, puts it in for two. Tied up at four. Now Coach Edwards up. Even he's feeling the atmosphere here in Joe Sims' gym tonight, Thomas. Halfway through the first quarter. Low scoring, 4-4.
Yeah, but it's not about the scoring right now. As Keaton Arm gets free underneath, and he's fouled, Daniel. Great look from Jimmy Burchett right there.
Keaton Arm's going to go to the line. Heath Wattenberger called for the foul. The Pickett County faithful not happy. They thought it was a clean block, but a foul was called. So Arm's going to go to the line to shoot two here. 3:59 mark of this first quarter. I think what got Wattenberger there, Coach, is he came from behind.
Yeah.
And that's,
yeah,
that's what got the foul call. There was not a ton of contact, but
any time you're behind.
Yeah. Arms good on the first free throw. Misses the second. Rebound, Hunter Wattenberger. He gives off to Will Amonette. I tell you, Thomas, I've enjoyed watching Will Amonette over the years. I like the way he plays. He's a gritty player. And Zach Evanette has his shot blocked by Jimmy Burchett, bringing the Clay County fans to their feet. The Pickett County fans want a foul. It's going to be all night long, Thomas. Two fan bases is at each other's throat, disagreeing over every call.
Yeah, it's just this is where you want to be on a Friday night. Is Zach Evanette gets a shot. When he gets a clean look, it's going down.
Zach Emanea knocks down the triple from left wing. Hard to deny the senior sharpshooter too long. And he gets on the board there with a long one. Spivey, three-pointer left wing. He answers the call. 8-7. Already feels like a sub-state game here in Joe Sims' gym tonight. 3:15 mark, first quarter. Clay County 8, Pickett County 7. You already see that this one is not going to be like it was 10 days ago when Clay County won 60-20-something.
Yeah, that's not going to happen here tonight. It's going to be about the defense of Eli Smith and Jimmy Burchett on the Amonette. And that was another great defensive play by Burchett. And here comes Strong.
Strong with the rebound. Comes all the way coast to coast. Gives up to Burchett. Jump shot in the paint, no good. Rebound, Hunter Wattenberger. It was Will Amonette who missed the three-pointer a few moments ago, and now he has it back in his hands. Gives to Wattenberger. Now to Jacob Amonette. Now to Zach Amonette. Zach, what is it going to be fouled by Strong? No, a jump ball call. A jump ball call.
Great defensive play right there by Strong.
Got
leaking off
in there.
Yeah.
Kind of leaked off his man. Caught Amonette coming around the screen right there and got his hands in there.
Possession arrow favors the boys from Birdstown. They inbound. Wattenberger with it at right block. Kicks it back to Will Amonette. Three-pointer left corner. In there. A good shot, giving Pickett County their first lead of the night. 10-8. 2:25 and ticking. First quarter Strong. Long three-pointer. Yeah. Knocked it down from 3 feet behind the arc. Putting Clay County back in front, 11-10. And, guys, I'll be honest with you, I'd be happy to see a contest of lead changes back and forth all night long. Just makes for great entertainment. Zach Amonette with it right wing, a turnover. Tries to pass to his brother Will. Will can't hang on. It goes out of bounds.
What I've seen so far in this one, Daniel, you see the demeanor of both coaches. You see the Bulldogs staying calm, knowing they're in this one, and you see the desperation of Pecos County at this point.
Just
you
a little unsettled.
They are. They're unsettled. You know, the Ammonettes disagreeing with each other right there on that turnover, and Clay County just playing their game so far.
Burkett, right wing, inside the arms. Power move.
Off
the glass.
Good. Good move. Good pass.
Keaton Arms playing his best
good
basketball of the year.
Arms.
Minute 35 and ticking, fourth quarter. Not fourth quarter, first quarter. Clay County 13, Pecos County 10. Will Ammonette out top. Has it in right corner now. It was actually Zach a few moments ago. Back in Zach's hands out top, defended by Jimmy Burchett. Ammonette to the right elbow. Picks up the dribble. Kicks the younger brother, Jacob. He loses the handle. Jimmy Burchett with the steal. And Jacob Ammonette called for the foul.
And what we're seeing, a little adjustment here by Coach Edwards. Eli Smith, Jimmy Burchett switching on the Ammonettes when they make the screen for each other. So you're going to see them back and forth, different defenders. Jimmy Burchett got the call right there, and he answered it, Daniel. Stoned Zach Ammonette and then got the steal.
Clay County on the inbound after the foul. Burchett with it. Hands to Strong. Granite right wing. Defended by Hunter Wattenbarger. Wants to take him to the hoop. Goes behind the back into the paint. Kicks to Bryce Bailey, who's checked in. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Spivey. Spivey throws it off of a Bobcat, off of Zach Ammonette. And Clay County to inbound from the baseline. Savvy move by the senior. Grant Strong going to inbound. Joining him on the floor, Jeff Spivey, Keaton Arms, Jimmy Virgin, and Bryce Bailey. Eli Smith getting a bit of a breather. He's coming back to the scorer's table. Strong with a errant shot on the three-pointer from left corner. Rebounded by Pickett. Ammonette with it. Spins into the paint. Dishes off to Heath Wattenbarger, and the sophomore adds a bucket. He has 4 points in the first quarter. Down to 35 seconds here in this opening quarter. Bryce Bailey inside, shot up and good.
Good pass.
Strong with the assist. Clay County with a 3-point lead, 15-12. 24 seconds and ticking. Will Ammonette with it, taking his time. Walks across the timeline. Bailey picks him up. Down to 15 seconds. Heath Wattenbarger now, top of the key. Keaton Arms on him. Wattenbarger drives past Keaton, gives to his brother Hunter in the corner. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Heath Wattenbarger gives to Zach Ammonette. 5 seconds on the clock. Scores from wrap up. Bailey works it in. Time expires. Quarter ends here. Clay County leads by one, 15-14. The number two, the number three teams in the state doing battle. District 7A regular season finale. Clay County leading it into one.
Looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution for tackling projects. Projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here for the start of the second quarter, Coach. What's your thoughts?
Well, we've maintained both of us about the same pace, which the scorebook shows. Good defense on both ends. Just a good hard-fought ball game like we
certainly has been.
The zone look here from the Bobcats, Daniel.
Clay County with the basketball starting off this second quarter. Strong with it. Gives to Spivey. Three-pointer left wing. Yeah! Second three-pointer of the night for Jeff Spivey. Give him six so far in this contest. 7:35 and ticking, second quarter, 18-14. And an offensive foul called. Who'd they get? Jacob Ammonette?
Yeah, I think so. His second foul of the night already, Daniel. Just shifted his feet just a little bit, trying to pick. I'm not sure who the defender was. Pick one of the Clay County defenders off there.
Thomas, we know obviously the pedigree of the Aminettes and what their dad Joseph's done in his career as a player. But what about being a freshman? Here's 5 years again. Misses that one from left wing. Arms with a great rebound. Works to Strong. His three-pointer no good. Arms again on the rebound. They're going to get Keaton right over the back. I don't like the call, but that's what they say. As I was saying, what about being Jacob Aminette, a freshman, playing in this atmosphere? That's big time stuff.
Yeah, it is. And he's playing big, too, you know, big minutes for his father, Joseph, and along with his senior brother.
Yep. 18-14, Clay County up by four. Hunter Wattenberger, baseline drive.
Oh, no way on that one now.
They're going to call a foul against Keaton Arms, and Keaton didn't even touch the guy.
That's a terrible call.
Just stood there, Coach.
Yeah.
Didn't move the feet, didn't move the hands. Straight up extended arms, and somehow Coach Edwards and I are having that conversation. Of course, obviously, we're going to root when the call goes for us. But
no, that's pretty weak.
Yeah. So we've got Hunter Wattenberger at the line to shoot two. He misses the first. Don't have Pickett stats, but I make the assumption Wattenberger a pretty high percentage free throw shooter.
Yeah, you'd think so. He's a knockdown shooter.
Missed the first, hits the second. 3 points now, the difference in the game. Clay County 18, Pickett County 15. Bulldogs with a three-point lead. Strong jump shot, free throw line, hits it. That patented jump stop.
Yeah, good, smooth jump shot.
Nice. Gets that separation, puts on the brakes. And very few people have the smoothness of the touch on a shot as Grant Strong.
Yeah, if he gets to his spot and pulls straight up and elevates like he does, it's automatic right there, Daniel. There's nothing more beautiful than that elbow shot. And Grant Strong picks up a foul there, going for the steal against Zach Aminette.
Got to be careful now. That's second on. Or is that just the first? No, that's the first.
Yeah,
excuse me.
First.
11 on the other team's had a foul.
Yes. Yeah, Jacob Aminette's got two. With Aminette inbound and works into brother Zach. Zach in the paint, gives back the wheel. Three-pointer up corner, misses that one. He hit one earlier, rebounded by reserve for Pickett. That's young Reagan. He feeds inside to Heath Wattenberger. Wattenberger gets fouled by Bryce Bailey. And now Heath Wattenberger goes to the line to shoot two. Clay County leads by five, 20-15. 6:21 mark of this second quarter. Bryce Bailey been playing a lot of big minutes the last couple weeks for Coach Edwards. And, you know, our coach's philosophy always is he gets closer, Thomas, down into these into district play, close to the tournaments, starts really reeling back who's on the floor. And Bryce Bailey's been one of those guys who have continued to see a lot of time.
Yeah, he's answered the call, Daniel. He's got the length. He can play about any position, doesn't care to shoot it with confidence, and most of the time knocks some down.
Strong with it, swings to Bailey, now Burchett. The second free throw was hit by Wattenberger. I guess he probably hit both of them. Made it 20-16. Clay County up by four. Burchett, three-pointer, left corner, misses everything. Rebound Pickett. Wattenberger with it. Hunter sets up at right wing, defended by Eli Smith. Works against Eli, hands off to Will Aminette. Jimmy Burchett defends him. 5:40 and ticking. Second quarter, Will Aminette backs back up to the timeline, resets things. Gives off to brother Zach. He's being defended by Spivey right now.
Yeah, got the switch on the screen, and looks like Coach Aminette going to let a little air out of this one. We've seen this before. He is down 4 points right here. Try to shorten this game, and Zach Aminette stands at the middle of the court with the ball on his hip. But now here he comes.
Well, you know, that works both ways. Let's Clay Kenny catch their breath as well. A steal. Eli Smith gives it to Strong. Grant, full head of steam all the way to the hoop. He's going to be fouled on the floor before he could get to the basket.
We're not going to let him get to the basket too many times on that.
I tell you, he was moving with a full head of steam. Very quick. 5:07 mark. His Grant's going to inbound from the baseline. Clay Kenny up by four, 20-16. A much more entertaining contest this time around than 10 days ago when it was all Clay County. Smith with it. Jump shot, left elbow. Good.
good shot, Eli.
And that's why I want to see more shots out of Eli Smith, because he's a good shooter. Doesn't take a ton of shots, but when he does, you can guarantee 9 times out of 10, it's going to drop. Two more big points.
Yeah, you're talking about shooting with confidence. We haven't seen that all year from the senior. He caught it at the elbow just like Strong.
Yep.
Pulled up, elevated, and knocked it down.
Never thought twice. Pulled the trigger. Will Amonette, three-pointer right wing. No good. Rebound, Grant Strong. Amonette had a good look at it, just did not fall. Strong, three-pointer, top of the key. No, sir. Off the right side. Rebound, Reagan. Freshman Eli Reagan gives off to Will Amonette. Will with it out top. 4:15 and ticking, second quarter. Clay County up by 6, 22-16. Coach Joseph Amonette over at the bench, just very animated and excited. My mom, Linda Strong, one time said she enjoys watching him because he's a great coach.
But
like you said, Thomas, different style. Seldom do you ever see Coach Edwards doing that. Now, he'll get his guys over on the bench and give them an earful when they need it.
Yeah.
But seldom is it that outward expression, you know. But Coach Amonette, he doesn't care a bit to let the feelings flow. Wadenbarger at the line. Bryce Bailey called for his second personal foul. It was actually the front end of a 1-1 he's shooting.
Yeah.
The foul was on the floor. 18 fouls against Clay County with their aggressive defense. Pickett County with 5 team fouls so far in this one. So Pickett County opportunity here through the second quarter. It's the 4:13 mark now as Wattenberger misses the second to maybe close back in with some free throws.
Yeah.
5 points the difference. Clay County leading 22-17. Strong with it out top, works to the left, back to the right, spins behind the back, gives to Andrew Smith, younger brother of Eli. He fires the three, no good, kept alive by Burchett. Put back him, Andrew.
Good tip pass.
Yeah, I think you've got to credit Burchett with an assist there.
Absolutely.
Andrew Smith, another reserve, a sophomore, who has maintained seeing a lot of time down this regular season stretch. Zach Amonette in the paint, spins, shoots, scores. 24-19. Clay County still up by 5. They've maintained this lead for several minutes now. Strong with it. In the paint, working hard. Foul on the floor. Zach Amonette called for it. Amonette in disbelief at the call. But he can't get it reversed. It is what it is. Second personal against senior Zach Amonette.
You know, Strong, we talked about the pressure he puts on defenses. And right there it was, Daniel. You see him coming, you break down, you do what you can do, but you cannot stop him when he has his head down.
Spidey!
And you can't stop that either.
The third three-pointer from Jeff Spivey tonight. Spivey with a hot hand early in this one from behind the arc.
Did Granny like that shot?
On the season, 23-77 coming in tonight. Now Will Amonette.
Got to come off of that screen.
Answering the call. He hits his second three-pointer of the night. Pickett County shooting well. Clay County shooting well. 27-22 the score. 2:57 mark of this second quarter. Clay County leads by 5. Timeout taken by Pickett.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Salina. There's about 3 minutes left in this first half. Clay County leads 27-22. Jeff Spivey, 3 three-pointers already tonight. He leads Clay County with 9 points. Zach Amonette with the same. 9 points for the Bobcats.
2:50 mark left in this first half. Clay County with the basketball and a 5-point lead. Grant Strong with it out top. Just surveying things. Clay County's dropped back into this four-man across the baseline routine. Spivey, three-pointer, left corner, off the mark that time. Rebound, Heath Wattenbarger. Kicks off to Zach Amanea. Of course, most of you know both Amanet brothers dealing with torn ACLs. Has slowed down their game a bit this season. Zach, though, tonight, Thomas, he looks back to full health to me. Jimmy Burchett,
attaboy,
a steal and a layup.
Good, smooth layup under pressure.
7 points the lead. It's my understanding that Zach tore his back in the summer. Wheels was more recent. It was a little later. So Will Amanet probably playing with quite a bit of pain.
We
saw him get shook up at Burgestown 10 days ago, but strong kid. He came back in.
I think the diagnosis is, you know, go ahead and play because it's eventually going to go out and you're going to have the surgery.
Right.
But you're not going to do any more damage than it's already done, I think.
Jacob Amanet with it. He's got fresh knees. Gives them over to Wattenbarger. Heath Wattenbarger working hard at left block. No good. Rebounds Spivey. Jeff hands off to Grant. Grant with it. Sets up at left wing. Drives inside. Kicks over to Andrew Smith. Three-pointer right wing. No good. Rebound Jacob Amanet. So both teams swapping misfires here. The last couple minutes, Thomas. Minute 20 left in this second quarter. Clay County leading by 7, 29-22.
Yeah, Clay County, multiple chances to get it out to double figures. Hadn't been able to do it yet, Daniel.
Jacob Amanet works against Andrew Smith. A couple of young guys doing battle. Jacob Amanet wins that round. Scores from left block. Drawing Pickett County back within 5, 29-24. Jimmy Burchett now with it. Under a minute to go in the second quarter. Jimmy going to come out near the timeline. Take down of things, as Thomas likes to say. Let time dwindle down here. Coach Edwards up, pacing around a little. Now he goes down, gets out the play sheet. Something he don't look at a whole lot. Fixing to call something to be executed, Thomas, over these last 30 seconds. What do you look for?
Well, we saw the last trip. You know, Coach Eminem's done a good job countering that four on the baseline and isolating strong. Basically what he's doing, he's leaving the shooters on the outside and coming and doubling and tripling teams strong when he's isolated. I think you're going to see that same thing happen right here. Strong will make the right decision. He's found Spivey two or three times behind the arc. He's got Andrew Smith, who can knock one down, sitting out there, too. We're going to see the same thing. You got three waiting on Strong in the paint for Wattenbarger one-on-one. Strong pulls up from three.
With 5 seconds to go in the quarter, a long three was no good, and the buzzer sounds. It's Clay County 29, Pickett County 24 here at the half, District 7A regular season finale, and this one's for the regular season title. Stay with us for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Old Body Shop Halftime Show here in Joe Sims' gym on the Horizon Sports Network, where Clay County leads Pickett County 29-24. They're up by 5 here at intermission. They led by 1 in a back-and-forth first quarter at the end of it. And then Jeff Spivey, he knocked down 3 3-pointers for Clay County early, has pretty much given them this 5-point lead. There's 7 players on the board for Clay County. Andrew Smith has 2, Bryce Bailey 2, Jimmy Burchett 4, Keaton Arms has 3, Eli Smith 2, Grant Strong 7, and Jeff Spivey has 9 here at the break. Matching him is Pickett County's Zach Aminette, who has 9 points. Hunter Wattenberger has 1, Will Aminette 6, Heath Wattenberger 6, and Jacob Aminette 2 for the Bobcats. Again, Clay County leads 29-24 here at halftime. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back here to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads by 5, 29-14 at the half. Going to go ahead now and do the boys' budget pest control 7A update. Looking at action from this past week, a week ago tonight, it was Clay County beating Gordonsville 61-42. Redbone Springs and Clark Range boys played a contest that Coach Watson chose the winner of. He picked Redbone. Even though it's a week ago, I don't know who won. I'm going to say Redbone did.
It seemed like I saw it somewhere that they did, but I'm not sure on that one.
If they did, that moves Coach to an even 500, 6-6 on the year picking. This past Saturday, Gordons will beat Eagleville. Tuesday night action saw Pickett County beat Clark Range. Clay County losing a tight one to York Institute here at home, 72-75. Also on Tuesday night, Redbone Springs lost to Cannon County, and Gordonsville lost to Jackson County in a good game, 45-48. So Coach Bibbs, Tigers, They're a strong team. Clay County's just got some kryptonite when it comes to them. Usually have a good night against the Tigers. Last night, Clark Range and boys action lost to Van Buren County. Tonight's contest, 13-4, Clay County, of course, here at home. Actually, that's wrong, 13-5, I think the record is. Hosting 17-5, Pickett County. The other district teams tonight are idle. They have wrapped up regular season district play, and they are not playing either in non-district competition tonight. So looking at the rest of the year, well, before we do that, Coach, I want to let you pick a game. 15-4, Jackson County. Traveling to 17-6, York Institute, two strong AA district programs that are going at it. Both of them top 10 teams, so a big matchup. Who do you like in that one?
I'm going to take the home team on this one.
Coach Rodney Pyle and the York Dragons, that's going to be a good game. Of course, Coach Kevin Thomas and
the depth may make a little bit of difference, because I think maybe York may go maybe one or two players deeper than Jackson. Now, Jackson's got, you know, six pretty good guys.
Right, but like you say, York, 8-9 guys that can play.
Really, there's not a bad guy out of the first seven or eight kids that play.
They're strong. Looking at the rest of the regular season for the district teams, Clark Range tomorrow night will play Stone Memorial. That wraps it up for them. Redbone Springs has three games left, Monroe County, Kentucky, and then next week against Westmoreland and Trousdale County. Gordonsville with two more games to play. They will travel to Van Buren County Tuesday night, and Thursday night they will be at Eagleville. Pickett County, on the boys' side at least, I think Tuesday they're maybe going to play Franklin County. And then on Valentine's Day, they're scheduled to take on Cannon County in non-district action. And then here's the team you're worried about, Clay County. So this is the remaining games for them. Now, let me first say that there was a Valentine's Day contest scheduled with Westmoreland. That has been canceled. That will not take place, to my knowledge. Here's what remains for the Bulldogs. Tomorrow, they play at Clinton County, Kentucky, probably around normal tip time, maybe 7 o'clock, maybe 30 minutes earlier, because you'll see Pickett County boys and girls play Wayne County, Kentucky in a pair of games before the Clay County teams play Clinton County, but that's coming tomorrow. Then on Tuesday night, the Dogs will be here at home to play Jackson County on senior night. Next Thursday, they travel to Lafayette to play Macon County, and then they wrap up the regular season on Saturday, February the 12th, here at home against Herman on a night that's going to be a recognition night, 10th year anniversary of the 2012 State Champ Lady Dogs team. District
lots of action yet to go.
Yeah, for Clay County, you know, they've still got four regular season games to play after this, all before that district tournament that is going to be starting in less than 2 weeks. Well, actually, 2 weeks from tonight, the Clay County boys will be in action over at Livingston Academy. But we'll talk about that later. That has been the Budget Pest Control Boys 7A Update, brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Action has started right here, as you probably can hear, in the third quarter. Pickett County adding a bucket to open up. Was it Heath Wattenberger on that one? He's having a good night on the post.
Yeah, he has. He's up to 8 points, Daniel. I don't think he scored in that last ball game.
I think you're right. I believe he did. Strong kind of feet inside. Pass stolen by Hunter Wattenberger, knocked away by Jimmy Bershey, but Pickett County maintains possession. You can tell some desperation for the boys from Burgstown coming out to start this third quarter.
Yeah, they're definitely zoned in right here, Daniel, trying to fight back in this ball game. They've been in it from the start, really. Clay County never could really put separation in that second quarter. They had opportunities to, just didn't make the shot.
Most of the time around a 5-point lead for the Dogs throughout the quarter. Right now it's a 3-point lead, 29-26. Zach Aminette with it out top, kicks to Brother Will in the corner. He banks it in somehow. He was in the right corner, and he still used the backboard to bank that one in. We've got a tie ball game, folks. Third quarter, 7-minute mark and ticking. Grant Strong, free throw range jump shot in there.
Dribbles in.
Clay County back up by two, 31-29. The teams, of course, switched ends of the floor. Pickett County working in the hoop to our left during the second half. Clay County the hoop to our right. And I steal Keaton Arms with it. Here comes the big man. Lays it in for two more.
A little scary, but it went in.
Bounced around a time or two, then found its mark in the bottom of the net. 33-29, Clay County up a four. Both fan bases get loud. The big Clay County student section over there tonight cheering on the teams. Biggest crowd. They are. They are. Clay County High School making the decision this week for the York games and Pickett County games to let students in for free. So a nice nod by Athletic Director Rob Edwards and CCH Principal Tia Arms making that decision. Hunter Waterberger, three-pointer left corner. Both teams hot here offensively, 33-32. Clay County up by one. Biggest crowd we've seen all year, Thomas.
Yeah, this place is packed here in Joe Sims Gym, and this is the way we like to see it, Daniel.
Pickett County's travel very well, as they always do. Arms with it inside. Working, gives off to Birch at the left wing. Jimmy with it. As I mentioned, Clay County leads by one, 33-32. Eli Smith, jump shot in the paint. Little too strong off the back of the iron. Rebound, Hunter Wattenberger. Passes off to Zach Emanet. Zach at right wing, goes through the legs, pushes off. Don't get caught for it, though. But Eli Smith coming up with a big steal. Got fouled and still came up with a steal.
Yeah, got knocked to the floor. The ball was laying there loose. And you know what Eli does when there's a loose ball? He goes after it.
Strong with it. Left elbow jump shot, too short. Rebound, Merchant. Jimmy kicks to Spivey. Three-pointer right wing. In and out, no good. Rebound, Heath Wattenberger. Coach was getting excited, getting ready to explode there, but the Spivey three just didn't hardly drop. Went in and out.
Yep.
We've had a lot.
Every chance in the world.
5 minute mark, third quarter. Intense third quarter so far. 33-32, dogs up by one. Jacob Amanet, left corner, gives the wheel, now swings it to Heath Wattenberger. The sophomore with it. Kicks to his brother Hunter. The senior works against Spivey. Power of experienced seniors there doing battle against each other. Uses a screen from his little brother. Give and go, trying to. Couldn't do it. Gives to win. Amanet, three-pointer left corner. In and out, no good. Rebound, Jacob Amanet. Kicks to Wattenberger. He travels. Just took a bit of a slide step. He knew he did it as soon as it happened.
Yeah.
4:24 mark, third quarter. Clay County up by one, 33-32. Two heavyweight boxers just swapping blows here, Thomas, looking for a knockout. Strong with it out top. Works to the left. Burchett, three-pointer, left wing. Is it in? No! It did not go. It rolled around, skipped up and down two or three times, and then fell out. And we've seen that with both teams tonight. Both teams have had shots that just refused to go in, even though they had multiple chances around the rim too. Zach Emanet gives to brother Will. Now Hunter Wattenberger. Spivey there defending him. Gives back to Will Emanet outside. Credit Spivey with good defense on Hunter Wattenberger.
Yeah, this is a half-court defense of Clay County right here. It's got to settle in with 3:36 to go here in the third quarter. You see it happening as Keaton Arms makes a great play, goes to the floor.
Eli Smith started it all, created a loose ball, knocked it away from Zach Amanet. Arms picked up the loose ball, fed ahead to Grant Strong. Strong goes to the other end, lays it in. Actually, the shot was no good, but he was fouled. The Pickett County faithful, not at all, please.
They didn't like that. Needless to say.
Strong at the line to shoot, too, where he's so good. On the season, Strong with ample opportunities from the charity stripe. He's hit 148 of 189 free throws, good enough for 78%. He hits the first one there, putting the Dogs up by two. What about Eli Smith? And then you go back to that same thing. Zach Hamnett is pushing off
the whole time.
And Eli, basically, here's what happened. Mm-hmm. Zach puts his body momentum forward trying to push off. Eli's quicker than him. He steps back. Zach basically falls down. And what a great job by Eli. And as I mentioned before, Hamnett a strong player, but if he'd just play his game more than trying to cop to the officials for calls or stuff like that, he'd be a better player. Another turnover by Pickett.
Great defense by Clay County. Amanet wants a timeout right here. They're settling in the half court. and they lead 35-32, 3:11 to go in the third.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at the Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live mid-play, Eli Smith, the rebound, gets to Spivey, shot no good, strong rebound, and they're going to say he was fouled on the floor. Zach Amonette picks up his third personal, and he's really the only Bobcat that's in any kind of foul trouble, I think. Don't believe any Clay County players are either. Clay County on the inbound, 2:45 and ticking third quarter. Spivey with it, left corner, baseline pass to Strong. Grant works against Hunter Wattenberger. Back out to Jeff. Three-pointer. Left corner. No good. Rebound Bailey. Bryce has it taken away, though, by Heath Wattenberger. Clay County up by three, 35-32. It's been a great third quarter back and forth. Low scoring affair in the third quarter.
Yeah, only about 6 points for Clay County so far in this one. Grant Strong has four of those so far.
Piggott County with the ball. Knowing that every possession is so big, trying to get a good clean shot. Jacob Amonette, nice play. Dishes down low to Wattenberger. That was well executed. The freshman blows past the Clay County defense and gets an assist. Dished off to Heath Wattenberger, who continues to have a good night. Most all his points coming from the block. He's a big kid, big sophomore. Spivey with it for Clay County. Gives to Bailey. Now Smith in the corner. Clay County just kind of weaving out top. Jeff back with it. Spivey works against Will Amonette into the paint. Takes him down low. Scores. Turnaround jumper. Spivey found himself being defended by the shorter Will Amonette and took him to the hoop. Minute 25 and ticking. Clay County up by three here in this third quarter. 37-34. Jacob Amonette with it. Defended by Grant Strong. The freshman puts it into motion, goes through the legs, drives to the left side of the lane, gets to the hoop, scores. Jacob Amonette being cheered on by the Burkstown faithful who made the trip. And what a great play by the freshman. We talked about how good he was playing earlier in this big game, and there he shows it here down the stretch, drawing Piggott County back within one, 37-36. Eli Smith out top for Clay County. Grant Strong posted up down low. They can't get to him yet. Arms now with it on the perimeter. Grant going to come get it out top. Pretty much man coverage all night out of Piggott. I guess maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you got Hunter Wattenberger in his face, and then you have two, maybe three waiting for him in the paint at all times, Daniel. A little different look from Piggott County this time around. They're doing a pretty good job.
20 seconds and ticking. Third quarter. Clay County playing for the last shot. Coach Edwards talking to his players. The Piggott County faithful come up, cheering on their guys, wanting a good defensive stop. Clay County leads by one, 37-36. Feature matchup, number two and three teams in the state. Down to 6 seconds, Strong puts it into motion. Jump shot, left elbow, no good. Rebound, he's Wattenberger. Keaton Arms had a hold of it as well, though. And when you're trying to take something away from Keaton Arms, it don't work very good. Jump ball call.
Yeah, just the strength of Arms out there showing through again, Daniel. He's played a good game, you know, scrapping inside with the Wattenbergers. Got in foul trouble earlier on, but is maintained under there.
Smith inbound, 1.7 seconds left. Possession down low in favor of Clay. They work into Spivey. Jeff touches it. Clock starts. 1 second, desperation. Three! No good. We are at the end of three, and it's the best action we've seen all year here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County leads it by one in the District 7 regular season finale, 37-36 over Pickett County. We got one quarter to settle this thing.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's go time, Thomas. 8 minutes left to settle this big clash.
Yeah, two players in double figures for Clay County. Jeff Spivey and Grant Strong both with 11. None for Pickett County. Zach Amonette held scoreless in that third quarter by Eli Smith and company.
A steal by Strong on the inbound. He scores. Coach Watson.
That's better than the possession.
Yes, during the break, we were saying how that jump ball with a second and a half left cost us a possession over the quarter. Grant Strong had other ideas.
Yeah.
7:45 and ticking. 39-36. Clay County back out by three, which feels like a lot after it was only one a moment ago. Pickett County been shooting well. A triple could tie it up here. One-on-one here between Grant Strong and Jacob Amonette. Amonette drove and scored earlier. Dishes off to Hunter Wattenbarger. Now he shot no good, but a foul call.
Oh, he ain't going to call a foul on that. No way.
I think Keaton Arms is going to be called for the foul. He is.
That's not terrible.
Not a ton of contact. Maybe a little out of position, but not much contact.
That just played up. That's terrible.
Heath Wattenbarger hits the free throw, making it 39-37. Keaton going to come out. He's got four personals. I missed that storyline. I didn't realize Keaton had that many.
Yeah, picked up three, I think, in the first half, Daniel.
Well, we know one of them was bogus, but it counted nonetheless. 7:15 mark and ticking. Wattenbarger hit the first, missed the second, making it a two-point game. 39-37, Clay County in front. Jimmy Burchett with it, works to the right, kicks over to Spivey. Now back to Jimmy. They swing it to Bailey, left wing, now Grant Strong. Of course, these teams met in this gym three times last year. Once in regular season play, and then again in the District 7, or actually the District 6 in the Region 3 Championship. Clay County won all of them. Bailey, three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Rebound, Zach Amonette. As I mentioned earlier, in the last 27 meetings, Clay County is 25-2 in this series.
Yeah, total dominance so far, Daniel. And Amonette rises up and makes the free throw shot.
Ties it up, 39-39. And that's why you see the hunger out of Pickett is Strong to the hoop. A jump ball called. They say that Strong, as he came up to shoot, the ball was stopped by a Bobcat, and they call a jump ball.
We get it back.
Possession arrow favors Clay. The Pickett fans wanted a travel, but a jump ball called. So 6:25, Mark, as I was mentioning, due to that 25-2 record in favor of the Dogs in the last 27 meetings, just think how hungry that makes Pickett County.
Oh, no
every
doubt
time
about
they
it.
Play us.
No doubt about it.
Spivey on them, bounce shot up, no good. Ball knocked out of bounds. No, it was saved by Zach Amonette. Zach gives off the wheel, Pickett County with a chance to take a lead here. They have not led in a long time. I don't think they led at any point in the third quarter. It was close the whole quarter. Zach Amonette with it. Works into the paint. Grant Strong called for the foul. Strong came off. He was defending Jacob Amonette. Zach spun at the free throw line. Grant thought he could make a clean steal, but the whistle's blown. We're going to stay on air here. Timeout is taken. 6:01 mark in this fourth quarter. We're tied up 39-39. We're going to go ahead and do another Subway Tribune Challenge question. This one only for a sticker. Of course, the other one had the certificate with it tonight during the girls' game. Here's the boys' trivia question brought to you by Subway. When Solana High School in Peke County played for the second time on February 1st of the 2000 season, all five Bulldog starters scored double digits. One dog, though, added 14 rebounds to his 10 points to account for a double-double in the 60-56 Solana win. Who was that Bulldog? I'll ask one more time. When Solana High School in Piggott County played for the second time on February the 1st of the 2000 season, all five Bulldog starters scored double digits. One dog added 14 rebounds to his 10 points to account for a double-double in the 60-56 Solana win. Who was that Bulldog? If you think you know the answer and would like a chance to win a Horizon Sports Network sticker, send in your response to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Timeout is ending here. Going to walk back out and get the action of the teams. 39-39, 6 minutes left in this one. Coach, what would you like to see down the stretch? Obviously, more points scored by us, but maybe a little deeper than that. What do you think?
Maybe we pick the pace up a little bit. I think we're kind of playing into their hands with this slow on offense.
You got to give Peke County credit. They're playing great defense in the half court, just like Coach said. I think it's some transition buckets. Transition buckets will help Clay County.
Jimmy Burchett called for a foul.
Guys, I don't know about these.
I don't either. I just don't see what is happening here on some of these post plays. But once again, Heath Wattenberger to the line. All we know is he's playing well tonight. Shooting two free throws. Hits the first one. Second one's away. Also good. I mean, Burchett didn't even engage Wattenberger.
No.
Either way, Piggott County.
I mean, these guys are missing so bad it looks like they're getting fouled.
Piggott County with a two-point lead. 41-39, first time in over two quarters that they have won. Three-pointer, Spivey, covering the key, his fourth of the night, and it couldn't have come at a better time. Clay County back in front by one, 42-41. Melissa White, as she is prone to doing here on the Horizon Sports Network, gets another trivia question correct. She says Chris Bartlett was the player that had that double-double, and she's right. We also had a guest from Rob Weir, another guest coming in from Tyler Edwards. He guessed Chad Watson. Chad would have been a freshman on that team, but it was senior Chris Martinet, Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member, a great friend of mine, a classmate of mine. I played football with him. Tremendous athlete. Piggott County turned this thing over on their end. Clay County with a one-point lead and back with the basketball in their hands. Spivey, left wing, gives to Strong in the corner. Baseline moves, spins, shoots, does not score, but he's fouled. Grant going to go behind to shoot two. Yeah, Chris just a great player. That's such a good team. You had Matt Marlowe, Dusty Smith, Chris Barnett, and Brad Watson, all four senior starters. They were joined by junior Quentin Smith. And, you know, one-year head coach, Mike Owens was the head coach that year. Then he left
him.
Yeah. Went to the sectional, class sectional. Didn't have the single sub-state game that year. Strong in the line. Hits both of those, Thomas. Both free throws. Just one. Missed the first, hit the second, making it 43-41. So we'll fast forward back to 2020 from the year 2000 on that trivia question. 4:55 and ticking here, fourth quarter. Big contest. Number two and number three AP teams in the state getting it on. Clay County leading by two, 43-41. Piggott County with the basketball. Zach Hammonette out top. Gets to the left elbow. Kicks the younger brother, Jacob. Now back out the wheel. Three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebound Strong. 4:35 and ticking. Clay County trying to extend the two-point lead. Strong with it. Gives to Spivey. Spivey at right corner. He drives into the paint, running floater. No good. Rebound Wattenberger. Another flop out of Zach Amonet that gets no call because there was no foul. I hate to personally attack a kid. He's a great player, but that kind of stuff just hurts his game.
10-second call right there. Jimmy Burchett forcing that one. Here comes the defense of the Clay County Bulldogs.
What an atmosphere here. As Zach Amonet was laying on the floor begging for a foul call, his brother Will was slowly walking up the court, didn't realize that the 10-second time had passed. Eli Smith with it for Clay County. Gives to Spivey. Jeff with it. Top of the key. Halfway through this fourth quarter. Exactly 4 minutes left. Clay County up by two. 43-41. Burgess, Fivey, left corner. Jeff with it. Back to Strong now. Clay County wanting to make sure any shot they take is a good one. Jimmy Burgess, right corner. Arms in the inside, posted up. Just content everybody is to spread back out. Slow back down. Strong with it, right wing. Gives to Burgett. Now back to Eli. Thomas, what are we looking for here exactly?
Well, you know, Clay County's got the lead, so we're in no hurry, really, Daniel. Basically, you know, we've got Grant Strong with it out top, two players waiting for him in the paint. You know, Clay County can be methodical if they want to. Ticking down close to 3 minutes left, they lead by two.
43-41, 3:10 and ticking. Coach, you called for a quickened pace earlier. Well, this is the opposite of that.
We have decided we're going to slow the pace down a little bit.
Strong with it. Long two-pointer. No good. Rebound. Pick it. The freshman, Jacob Amonette, fighting hard in the trenches to get the rebound. Timeout taken by Piggott County. Full timeout. 2:50 left in the fourth quarter. Clay County 43, Piggott County 41. Piggott has the ball when we come back from break.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelHollyLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here live, getting down to the nitty-gritty in this one. 2:50 left. Of course, that can be a lifetime with timeouts in a contest. Piggott County to inbound. They do trail by two. These teams met 10 days ago when it was Clay County winning 64-23. We have not seen a poor performance tonight from the Bobcats the way we did in Birdstown. They are playing well. Trailing by two to Clay County. Piggott County with the ball. Wattenberger left wing. Gives to Will Amonette out top. Jimmy Burchett almost with a steal. Now Jacob Amonette into the paint. The freshman to the hoop. And he misses the shot but draws a foul. I've said it several times. I'm going to say it again. I'm impressed with the play of the freshman.
Yeah, he's doing well, and Coach Amonette's kind of gone to that, isolating his youngest son out top so he can penetrate and kick to his other brothers, Daniel, and he's doing a good job. But we're closing out on the shooters and kind of giving him the lane, and he's taking advantage of it.
He missed his first free throw. Second one coming. It's away. In and out, no good. So a good turn of events there,
yeah,
with both free throws being missed. Strong with the rebound. 2:20 and ticking. Jimmy with it. Now Eli left corner. Tried to go inside to Keaton. Couldn't get it there. Back to Spivey out top. He's hit 4 3-pointers in this one tonight. Strong with it. Right wing. Works against Hunter Wattenberger. Now Jimmy. Now Eli. They just swinging around. Same thing. Swing it from right to left. Check inside to Keaton. If it's not there, swing it back to the right. And that's what we're seeing again. Now a 1:50 and ticking. Clay up by two. So as Thomas mentioned before, you ain't got a score. We can let the next 1:45 take off a clock and win the game. Now, obviously, Piggott County not going to let that happen.
No, you know, Coach Edwards is holding it right here, trying to get Piggott County to come out and guard every player on the floor so we can get something going here. And Jimmy Burchett.
Burchett throws it away. And it was more of a good defensive play by Hunter Wattenberger than it was a bad play by Jimmy.
Yeah.
Jimmy trying to get it to Grant Strong. Hunter Wattenberger, that long wingspan, stuck his hand in there and took it away. He comes the other way with it. Burchett desperately catching up to him. He's called for a foul. Piggott County to inbound. 90 seconds left in this one in regulation. They had an overtime contest last year in the district championship game. Could we see it again here tonight? Zach Eminette pushing off inside. No whistles. Rolo should have been offensive foul, but we do not see the offensive foul call. We see a defensive foul call
from a guy behind the play.
Foul call against Eli Smith, the greatest defender in the Upper Cumberland.
No shot, though.
Foul was on the floor. Clay County with 16 fouls. Nexton will put Piggott in the bonus. Piggott has three team fouls. Zach Eminette on the inbound. Baseline move. He steps out of bounds. Zach Eminette with a costly mistake. His team trailing by two. They inbound to him. He steps out of bounds as he drives baseline.
Eli Smith closing him out to the baseline, pushing him there, using the second defender, Daniel. Smith held him to 2 points here in the second half so far. We're down to a minute to play.
Minute five and ticking. Strong inside to Keaton Arms. Arms misses the shot, but he draws the foul. Keaton going to the line. Clay up by two, 43-41. Big shots coming for the junior. Keaton used to the pressure, though. He don't get rattled much. Look for him to sink him. Eminette pleading his case with the official, trying to get an explanation. Arms knocks down the front end, putting the Dogs up by three. Coach Edwards talking to Jimmy Burchett here between foul shots. Second one's away, in and out, no good. Rebound Heath Wattenbarger. The sophomores played well tonight for the Bobcats. Zach Eminette comes back to him, gets the ball. Crosses the timeline. Under a minute to play. 55 and ticket. Clay up by three. 44-41. Zach Eminette, top of the key. Works against Smith. Scores. Nice play. Jump shot from right elbow. Clay up by one. Inbound to Strong. Grant with it. They try to trap in the backcourt. Passes to Spivey. A foul going to be called against Jacob Eminette. And I understand the frustration there. Good pressure in the backcourt by Piggott. They were wanting a 10-second call, similar to what we saw a few minutes ago. That didn't happen. It was a foul instead called against Jacob Eminette, his third. Timeout taken, 36.8 seconds left. Let's stay on there. It's a 30-second timeout. Clay's up by one, Coach, 44-43. Dogs have the ball, so... What's Coach Edwards telling them right now on the inbound? Are we going to make them come foul? Are we going to attack the hoop?
Of course, they're still down two fouls before we get in the one and one, and that's a lot of time. So we need to really protect the ball and not make any dumb mistakes.
Right.
And
probably a layup or nothing right here is
right,
what Coach Edwards is saying.
Open layup or nothing.
Yeah. Make Piggott County foul you, and like you say, protect the ball. Get it in the hands of your best player. Get it in the hands of Grant Strong. That's going to make Coach Eminette run two at him, make him give it up if he wants to, or get fouled right here with 36 seconds left. So just get the ball in, too strong, and let him take it from there.
Keaton Arms inbounds, too Grant Strong. Here we see it. Grant across the timeline, foul call. Jacob Eminette called for his fourth personal, so obviously he cannot commit another foul.
Right.
He's played well tonight. They can't afford to be without him. So the fourth personal, sixth team foul against Piggott. The next one will send Clay County to the line to shoot the front end of a one and one. Keaton inbound again, 32.2 seconds on the clock. They're working to Spivey. Jeff going to be fouled by Will Eminette. Spivey to go to the line. No, that was just the fifth or the sixth. Yeah, here we go. Front end of the one and one.
Yeah,
so Spivey, who's played so well tonight, has four triples, goes to the line to shoot some big free throws. First one's away. Good. Spivey on the season, an 86% free throw shooter. He earns the right to shoot the second. 30.9 seconds on the clock. Clay County up by two. Spivey releases, hits it.
Good.
3 points the lead for Clay County. Coach Edwards calls a timeout. 30-second variety. We're going to play one ad and come back. 30 seconds left. Clay County 46, Piggott County 43.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live, Pickett County with the basketball. They'll inbound from the baseline off to our right, have to go the full length of the court. 30.9 seconds left. Dogs up by three, 46-43. Full court man pressure being used. They work into Zach Amonette. He works against Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy lets him across the timeline. Amonette already leading with that arm. He gets to the hoop, baseline, kicks instead to his brother for the three. No good. Rebound, Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy Burchett with a big rebound. He was fouled by Wattenbarger. Coach Amonette wants a travel instead of the foul. I think his second personal.
Another great defensive possession right there for Clay County. We see Eli Smith closing out on the shooter after Jimmy Burchett forced the pass on Zach Amonette, Daniel. It's been about the defense for Clay County here lately.
Burchett misses the front end of the 1-1. Pickett with the rebound. 12 seconds left. 3 points the lead for Clay County. Wattenbarger with it. Crosses the timeline. Timeout taken by Pickett. It's going to be a full timeout. We're going to play one ad, and we're going to come back, make sure we don't miss anything. 7.2 seconds left. Pickett has the ball. They'll be inbounding in their own front court here. Clay County leads by three, 46-43.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
7.2 seconds left in regulation. Clay County up 46-43. So Coach Watson, Pickett with the ball. They have it in their front court. Do you allow an uncontested three-pointer? Because if you foul on one...
You definitely don't want to give them any type of three-point chance. I mean, that's right now, that's...
Just try to deny access to that...
If you're beat.
Do you go ahead and foul on the floor and force them to go to the free throw line? You're leading by three.
Don't foul on the shot.
I think you're just going to protect the three-point line.
Protect that three-point line.
Protect the line, close out on the shot, but do not foul on the three.
Pickett inbounds. Amonette with it. Smith guarding him. He pushes his foot. Nero Smith with the steal. This one's gone. And very fearingly, Eli Smith ends the contest with the basketball in his hands. He played so great tonight defensively. And he finishes with a takeaway from Zach Amonette. What a classic matchup between these two strong single-A teams. It's not done, folks. They will meet again. Clay County wins the second round, though.
Guys, we saw something that we really need. We won a ball game without a stupendous game from Strong.
That's right.
Scoring-wise.
Right.
But all the other points of the game was great. But we won a game against a good quality opponent. Without 40 points from Strong.
Right, and
then
and
good time coming up.
And it came down at the end right there. It was basically one-on-one with Amonette and Eli Smith. Mano-a-mano, out top. Smith stoned him. Went to the floor. He had to give it up. And Clay County iced it right there on the defensive end.
Clay County, the regular season District 7A champions, undefeated once again in district play. They haven't lost a district regular season game in about 3 years. 46-43 the final. We're going to play a few ads. Going to come right back. We're going to do the Bulldog Wrap-Up brought to you, Big Old Pounds of Tennessee, on the Farm Bureau Post-Game Show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau Post-Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
a detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau post-game show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, Interactive Voice Response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. What a great game we just saw. This is the Farm Bureau post-game show. Clay County's ladies, big winners tonight. They had the regular season District 7A championship, if you want to call it that. They are the number one seed. Also the boys, hard-fought three-point win tonight, 46-43 over Piggott County to also claim the title in the regular season. Been a long time since both teams have been the number one seeds in the regular season. We're going to go ahead right now, Thomas, do the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Yeah, this was just one of those instant classics, you want to call it. You know, the largest lead of the night was around 7 points for Clay County. Had a chance to kind of extend it out a time or two, just couldn't do it, Coach. They couldn't get it out to double figures there in the second quarter where they made a run. They only led by 5 at halftime. Piggott County came back out and then cut it to 1 at the end of the third, actually tied it and took a lead early on in that fourth quarter. But, you know, the Dogs stayed the course defensively down the stretch. I thought they locked down Zach Amonette and Piggott County and came away with this win. You talked about it. This is a big win for Clay County right here.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it should give these other guys a whole bunch of confidence.
Right. And you got to give Pecos County credit. They did a great job defensively of making Grant Strong make decisions. And I thought he made good decisions tonight. He distributed the ball to his teammates. He took some shots when he needed to, but he didn't force a thing here tonight. And it was his supporting cast that picked him up and came away with this win. You know, Pecos County thought they had it in the bag. They thought they did everything they right, did everything they could do. Clay County still comes out on top, don't you, Coach?
You know, a lot of the times when Strong would come down in a real pressure situation, a lot of guys would have come down and said, hey, you know, it's time for me to do this.
Right.
And he backed me back out and said, hey, let's take our time. Let's get the best shot. And if it's me getting the best shot, I'm going to take it.
Right.
If it's Keaton or if it's Jeff getting that best shot, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure they get that best shot.
That's right.
That makes a big difference.
Yeah, you know, Jeff Spivey knocked down some big shots. We saw Eli Smith, Keaton Arms, Jimmy Burchett, Bryce Bailey, Andrew Smith off the bench. Every player that hit the floor for Clay County did what they needed to do to come away with this victory. For Pecos County, they had two in double figures. Heath Wattenbarger had 10 points, didn't score in that first ball game. He had a big game for him. Will Aminette, 9. Hunter Wattenbarger, 6. Jacob Aminette, 4. And Zach Aminette, only 4 points in the second half after having that pretty good first quarter. Clay County settled in with Eli Smith, Jimmy Burchett and company, held him to 13 tonight.
That's a good defensive night. I think he's averaging right above 20 just a little bit.
Think so?
That's a good night on him.
On the flip side for Clay County, Andrew Smith and Bryce Bailey, 2 points apiece. Jimmy Burchett had 4 tonight. Keaton Arms, 6 points in the paint down there. Eli Smith, 2. Grant Strong, 14 points, a season low, just like you said, Coach, because of the defensive effort and because he was distributing the ball to his teammates, to Jeff Spivey, leading the way tonight, 16 points.
Well, you know, when you pick up a couple, three guys on you, somebody's going to be open.
Oh, yeah.
You get them the ball, and we did a pretty good job of that tonight.
Certainly did. Just a great night, a night we needed after the loss Tuesday night to York to a strong team. Beat a good Pecos County basketball team right here tonight to wrap up the District 7A regular season title, the number one seed heading into the tournament. That's been the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. We're going to play about two more ads, come right back, and announce the TDS top performers on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau Postgame Show, and it's time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's game, Daniel. On the girls' side, she matched or eclipsed her career high with 28 points tonight. Abby Head is our girls' top performer, but it wasn't just about her scoring. She played great defense. She kind of set the pace for this Clay County team in the second half. They only led by 3 at the break after responding, getting down by 9, and it was that third quarter where Abby Head really turned it on, Daniel, and scored. Let's see, she scored 28. She had 12 in the first half, so a big second half, and most of that coming in the third quarter. She made a big 3 in the third, and then a big 3 to close it out in the fourth. But just Abby Head really upped her game in the last week and a half, 2 weeks.
She has. She's kind of climaxed a great time, you know. You see that confidence coming. She wants to, you know, when the game's on the line, she wants to have the ball in her hand. And she's not going to force junk up, but if she finds herself with the basketball, very similar to Pickett County 10 days ago, you know, we's in a situation we didn't necessarily have to score, but she found herself in the left corner wide open. She pulled the trigger and put the nail in the coffin with the three. Did the same type thing tonight. So, just great effort.
Right. Another thing jumps at me about Head. We saw the senior point guard, Zoe Hayes, kind of getting foul trouble. There had to be a secondary ball handler on the floor, and Abby Head filled that role, too. Did a good job with the pressure of Pickett County, and what a win for the Lady Dogs. They're the regular season conference champions for the first time in a long time.
Almost 20 years.
Thanks in part to Abby Head and this entire Lady Bulldog team.
Just a great job. Congratulations to the Lady Dogs and Abby Head. In boys action, the TDS top performer of tonight's contest, Eli Smith. Let me tell you something, folks. You know, on a night like tonight, you hate not to give it to Jeff Spivey. Of course, Jeff was TDS top performer in our last contest. Jeff with those huge threes. But Eli Smith does something every night that, you know, if you know basketball or if you've watched him play a lot, you see it because you understand. But so many folks probably don't understand what he does every night. You know, Coach Edwards picks out whoever it is he wants to shut down for the night. And Eli is the next installment in a long line of Clay County Bulldogs. That's his job. You know, his job is to play defense. His job is not to score points. He can score tonight, had a great shot. I'd like to see him shoot more because he's a good scorer. But he takes pride and ownership over that role. He does it every night. It's a thankless job. It's a lot like being a lineman in football.
Right.
But he does it well. And for all season, but for tonight, getting the steal, you know, they inbound to Zach Amonette, their number one guy, last play of the game. They've got one guy to go to. We've got one guy to defend him. Who had the ball in their hand when the buzzer sounds? Eli Smith.
Right. Well, and it was back-to-back turnovers, if you remember. Clay County, just Spivey knocked down the two free throws with 30 seconds of play, made it 46-43 at that time, which ended up being the final score. Well, Pitt County had two shots at it.
Yeah.
The first one, Eli Smith closed out at the baseline to force a turnover. The next one, he did the same thing. So back-to-back turnovers forced by Eli Smith. And here's what I want to compare it to. Yeah, he works hard in there, night in, night out, bodies him up. He's a physical defender. But I want to compare it to a defensive back on an island tonight. Because it was isolation with Zach Amonette at the top of the key, all eight other players down on the baseline. And it was one-on-one between Eli Smith and Zach Amonette a whole lot at the top of the key, and that's what it was. To secure this three-point victory for Clay County, and Eli Smith won that battle.
That is a better comparison, that DB man-on-man on the island, better than the lineman part.
Well, I'm just saying, but no, the thankless is you're right about that. And
he's a tremendous player.
He's a tremendous guy, and well-deserving of tonight's TDS top performer.
Absolutely. Tonight's top performers, Abby Head and Eli Smith, were brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. The Clay County teams are back in action tomorrow at Clinton County, Kentucky. They will be playing around the same time as usual, I think maybe 30 minutes earlier on tip for the girls than normal, because it will be following a couple of games between Pickett County and Wayne County that take place before that. Then after that, Tuesday night, they'll be here at home for senior night against Jackson County. Next Thursday, 6 days from now, they'll travel to Lafayette to play Macon County in non-district action. Then they wrap up the regular season 8 days from now here at home in Joe Sims Gym against Harriman. There was a game for Valentine's Day against Westmoreland. I have been told that is not happening anymore. It's been canceled. So Clay County has four regular season games left. We will not be carrying any of those on the Horizon Sports Network. When we started out the year, we said we were going to call the eight district regular season games and the Christmas Classic games here at Christmas. Here's the good news. We're going to call every single postseason game that's going to take place. It don't matter if it's at East Robertson, Livingston Academy, or Timbuktu. So we're going to take about a 12-day break, 13-day break. Going to come back 2 weeks from yesterday. On Thursday, February the 17th, February 17th, from Livingston Academy for the District 7A semifinals on the girls' side. That's when we'll be back on there.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Looking forward to being back home, if you want to call it, at Livingston.
Yeah.
That's where...
it is home.
In that regard. In the district tournament, the District 7A tournament, back to the league we're used to. back to the tournament side, there's nothing like it. Tournament action over there at Livingston Academy. I don't like much else about them, but I like that.
Going to be good stuff. So, folks, one more time. We won't carry the next four regular season. We will pick back up on Thursday, February 17th for girls District 7A semifinal action when Coach Walker and the Lady Dogs take on the winner of the Clark Range Red Bulling game that will happen on Tuesday the 15th. It's been a great regular season. Things are just getting started, though, here in Bulldog Country and here on the Horizon Sports Network. For Fletcher Strong, Thomas Watson, Joe Sims, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. We'll see you in a couple weeks.